It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
That's me.
Hey, all right. It's Swap Meet 312-981-7200. Very excited tonight to bring you another installment of one of my favorite segments where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. See if it's worth anything.
Yep.
And tell us what you want to brag about. This is a perfect opportunity for you to brag about the dumb stuff you've collected over the years.
Perfect opportunity.
I feel like that's all I ever want.
Right.
Is people to tell me what goofy thing they have hanging in their foyer so I can go, you're the best.
Right. And sometimes just getting that moment to brag about it. You know, like 50,000 watt station, why not?
Yeah, you know, why not, right?
You might only get that one time.
312-981-7200. Because let's face it, that's why you got it in the first place.
Right.
You got the piece of memorabilia because you're like, I want to tell people about this.
Yep.
And then nobody comes over and you're like, no. And you're like, I know, I'll call the swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Twitter and Facebook. Good to see you, Greg. How are you?
Good to see you, Justin. Awesome.
Did you have a good weekend? Was it a good weekend?
It was good. It was, again, another more selling than picking weekend, but I did find a couple things and brought them into the show.
All right. What do you got here?
Okay. I normally don't do the repurposed thing so much, but I couldn't pass on. This is a printer's tray where they keep stamps back in the day. And people are repurposing these shadow boxes. And so on. And obviously, I've noticed lately that the shadow box thing has kind of gotten more hot on eBay and reselling. So for $5, I couldn't.
You don't strike me as a shadow box.
No, I'm not. And, you know, I mean, I was, anyway, yeah, I digress. But the shadow box thing, yeah, usually the more spaces, the more money. So this has, I think, 90 spaces or something.
All right.
So it's crazy. So they're worth, like, this one, they're like $30 to $90. And you can see, like, they had the, you know, that's, you know, they painted over the Hamilton handle, which devalues it, but they left this part. So it's kind of cool, the name of the font. So, yeah, I brought that. And more thrilling, what I normally buy are records, but I found these.
Ooh.
Color discs. So I'm drawn to that, picture disc or colored vinyl. And I happen to pick these up, and they're from 1957. They are Buick Motor Division, General Motors. And these were used with the slide projector to teach the sales team at Buick. Not people at home buying the cars, but this was
like a sales
tag. Yeah,
tactic.
This was like a sales tag. And what's great is, like,
you want to sell cars with Buick, right?
And here's where your 1940s accent will come in.
Hello.
Right. And so one side has the chime to turn the slide, and the other side doesn't.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
And there's two of them, and they're red and blue, and they're kind of cool.
Yeah, say, you want to be my worth, Buick salesman.
Right.
Right.
Right. So it's stuff like that. Oh, I like the ones called Confidence Man. So that's, you know.
Say, you're looking for confidence.
Right.
Bing.
And the other,
turn
right.
The page.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
This one's called The Story of Prospector Pete.
So it's
so, yeah. And
he went out and found gold.
That's right.
What have you done?
Right.
How many? Sell a car.
Sell a car, right. So they're cool. They should be worth about $100
for
those.
I like that. That's great. 312-981-7200. You can call. You can text. We're going to have some fun tonight. Let's start with Terry. Terry, what do you want to brag about, Terry?
Well, it's my friend. I've seen it, and I'm in awe of this every time I go over there. Agnes Moore has the address book. It's written in her handwriting. She always used a purple pen or a purple flare.
Agnes Moore. Agnes Moore's from Bewitched. Is that what Agnes Moore? Moorhead, right?
Right. Andorra. Andorra.
Andorra, right.
And she had a career in the stage before that. In fact, let me just say real quick, her family were missionaries. When she passed away, they resided up in Wisconsin, like around Baraboo, Wisconsin. So when that estate was cleared out, these were gotten on the back of the truck, of a pickup truck at the end of the day. And I think everything was gotten for $15.
Mm, wow.
So, yeah. So,
what's,
I mean,
in the personal address book?
Said Therese, Lucille Ball.
Wow.
Well, Dick Sargent, Dick York, you know, Elizabeth Montgomery. But a lot of Richard Widmark and overseas I mean, just everybody. Cary Grant. Wow. I mean, and overseas, I'm losing it right now. But also one that did My Fair Lady, really pretty woman.
I know this. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn.
Boom.
And her
Look
song.
At that. Did I just nail a fact from the 50s? Woo!
Wow.
Did you guys ever try to crank call and see if these people are around anymore?
Well, actually, a lot of it, Carol Channing still is, and Richard Widmark was still alive, and I kind of wanted to do it, but I tell you, when you look through it, it's kind of like if you've ever been to Elvis Presley's place.
Graceland, I haven't been, but yeah.
You feel like you don't belong there, like you're intruding.
Wow.
And that's how I felt when I walked through Graceland. And so I'm looking through this book too, and I'm just seeing things that I'm not supposed to see, but I love all this stuff.
It's definitely neat. It's got a great story. Obviously, it's something I'm not going to be able to find comparable price to tell you what it's worth. Yeah, I mean, but just looking at Agnes Moorehead, books alone are going for like $78, and I don't even think they're signed. You know, they're just her. That's how rare her books are, I guess.
Yeah, there's turn of the century children's books that were hers,
okay,
and then playbills and all that other kind of stuff. But it's really, it's really the nostalgia of the 70s.
Terry, 60s, 70s. some of the texters are texting in saying I shouldn't let this bit get away. That you should give us the personal book so we can crank call these people. But I'm not going to do that. No, you won't do it.
No. Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. But anyway, thank you.
I appreciate
you guys.
It. Thanks, Terry.
Show,
thank you, Terry.
Love
thanks
you.
For
thank you for calling.
All right, that's interesting. And then also, 630 says, I have her makeup case with her initials AM, Agnes Moorehead.
Okay.
Went to an auction sale decades ago. So she's giving everything away.
Yes, somehow her stuff's getting out.
312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? What do you want to find out? Your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk, if it's worth anything. Greg Flamm at DuPage Pickers here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay with us. David wrote Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
Come on, Greg. You don't know your young adult, your YA literature?
Nope.
They made a movie out of it.
Wow. It's
starring Michael Cera.
Okay.
It was nonplussed. That's the Greg Flamm way.
Right.
We're playing Swap Meet tonight. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Got some good stuff. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Well, not me. I was visiting my aunt in France last year, and she showed me a handwritten letter by Albert Schweitzer.
Mm. Wow.
Remind me again, who's Albert Schweitzer?
Oh, he was that French theologian from a long time ago, and a philosopher, physician, medical missionary, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
what do you got, Greg?
We're finding...
I don't know what it says because I don't know read French, so...
That would help, yeah.
Yeah,
we're seeing three different letters here, ranging from $375 to $1,000. There was one from 1945. It was just a signed letter. I don't think it was handwritten. That went for $1,000, but they had certificate of authenticity and all that.
Was this handwritten?
Yes, sir. It was.
Yeah.
So it could be more.
All right.
About a full page. Yeah,
okay.
Signed, et cetera, et cetera.
Maybe you can get that translated and see what
I'll
that
bet
was about.
I'll bet you it says, we think therefore we are. Could you please pass the red wine and cheese? That's my guess.
Good.
That's a
sounds good.
All right,
we'll go with
Andrew.
That.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir.
312-981-7200. It was a page long, so it was. Please pass the red wine and cheese. And then it said, do you want a croissant? And then it said, let's just kiss in only the way that the French can.
Nice.
That's, I think, what that's what. That I'm not sure. I'm not.
Right.
I don't speak the language, but I'm guessing.
Right.
A philosopher would say that. 630 says, it's likely in German, not French, because Schweitzer was German.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. A lot of bits tonight. The texts are filled with bits from
right.
our regulars,
okay,
who are having a lot of fun. 630 says he's a winning bidder on this 19th century snuff bottle.
What?
Which is, it looks like it's, you could see, take a look. It's
okay.
Like a, you can see the picture here. Come on by. It's cool. It's got artistry, that kind of thing. That's kind of a cool, I don't know how you find out what that's worth, but it's a cool look.
Yep. Yeah. Checking that out now.
All right, 312-981-7200. You know, I wonder, when you talk about handwritten letters, and we had this a couple weeks ago, and it was funny because I think we were just talking with Rob Elder about his Ernest Hemingway project. And it was funny because he was doing all this Hemingway research to find Ernest Hemingway letters, memorabilia, whatever, because it's all part of the Hemingway house. But it's, he's sort of almost like a mystery to find out more about him. Okay. And he had found letters that were in a trunk of somebody he had tracked down. And, you know, we were talking about how amazing it was. And then just think about it in the terms of swap meet. That's probably worth a ton of money. Like to have a letter, like right. A love letter from Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. I got excited when I found like a letter in a 1950s yearbook when I found that. So I can only imagine what like Ernest Hemingway letter. That's got to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder like when you are online and you're thinking about these letters and things that come through, there's a lot of that stuff, I would assume. A lot of dignitaries, historians, philosophers, theologians, as we just mentioned with Schweitzer. There's a lot of opportunity to get collectibles off of people writing letters and communicating like they did in their time.
Yeah, especially in books, people stuff, you know, items in there. So you never know how long that stays in there. So.
Right. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, let's... 630 says Schweitzer is famous for saying, "Example is not the main thing, and influencing it's the only thing." We're getting real philosophical yeah. here. All right, what are you gonna say?
No, the snuff bottles. Some of them have gone for $85,000.
No way.
Yeah, they range from
$85,000.
You know, one sold. I don't have the date here, but there's a lot: $25,000, $16,000, $15,000. So. What was the date on the one that the caller?
He says 19th century.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's the details on it are amazing. But.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they're 65 or 85,000. So definitely have that checked out.
All right. All right. Let's go to 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. Let's take one call and then we'll break for the news. Let's go to Annie. Annie, what do you got, Annie? What do you want to brag about?
Oh, I don't have anything to brag about. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. What do you got?
I gotta listen to you guys more often. Do you do this every week?
We do every Wednesday night. And just, I mean, when I say what do you want to brag about, it's just what you're calling to evaluate.
Well, it was that, and then I have two rehearsal tapes of Seinfeld with the NBC envelope.
Okay.
I was wondering what the value is. That who? I mean, I have no one to ask about these things.
What was the first one? What did you? Pete's got it written up here. First Dungeons and Dragons book. What is that?
Gary Gygax is the creator of Dungeons and Dragons. That was the first one. It was autographed to me, and he used to live in Lake Geneva.
Oh wow!
And I was a resident there, and that's how I came about that. I used to wait on them every day.
Wow. Oh, that's a great story.
That is. There's your brag.
What do you mean you don't want to brag about that? That's an awesome brag.
Okay. Do you own this? Do you still have this?
Yes.
I don't think you understand how much money that is worth because Dungeons & Dragons is huge. And anytime I could pick up anything Dungeons – I'm not a player myself with that, but anytime I could pick that up, it's a fast sell and it's usually decent money. So you might want to – if you do sell, make sure you do an auction because that is really rare, and I don't think you understand.
Well, Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I want to sell it. I do want to sell it.
Yeah. If you want to write me through my Facebook page, DuPage Picker, I'd be happy to help you with that. It will be a fast sell, no doubt.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you for allowing me and giving more attention to the show next time.
No problem. Thank you for calling, Ann.
Thanks, Annie. Thank you. All right, there you go. She's like, I don't know what this is, but I just got bank.
Yeah, and her Seinfeld, you know, some of that has been $400, $800 too. So she's got some good stuff.
Underestimating about this thing. Yes, we have some fun, joke around, but there are times that people can get hit pay dirt.
Right, they don't.
The
even
idea
know.
That you have a couple of Seinfeld pages laying around, you're going to get $400. You're like, I needed $400.
Right.
The Dungeons and Dragons book. I needed
that's huge.
That cash.
I can't tell you how huge that is.
There you go.
So that was a good one.
Right now she's fretting. She's like, why did I rip out 16 pages of that thing and use it as a napkin?
Right.
312-981-7200. We're doing the swap meet with Greg Flamm. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the second half. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flamm.
Here we are.
There we go. 312-981-7200, the phone number to call in to evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. Greg's got you at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We got a lot to get to. Let's get to it. So let's go to Mary. Mary, what do you want to brag about, Mary?
Hi. We have a letter that my mother received from the former Chancellor of Germany, Willy Brandt.
Wow.
Brandt. Yeah, well, my mother dated him way back when.
Wow.
What? I thought this was going to be like a formal, like, welcome to the country, or don't ever come back to this country. This was a love letter?
No, they lost touch, and he just reconnected with her. Of course, it's in German, and that. Would that be of any value with that?
There's so much more I want to know about.
Right.
When you're getting love letters from a German chancellor.
Was it a love letter? It was very formal.
Oh, it was? Well, maybe that's just how the Germans did it back then. Maybe
I don't know.
Wasn't like...
This was just a couple years before he died and that, you know.
So what year would this be?
In the 50s or 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, I found one that recently sold for $35. It was just a signed...
Was it a love letter?
It wasn't a letter. It was just kind of a signed piece of paper.
No, it was very formal,
But this is personal. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
it was personal, yeah. Because they dated way back when, before she married my father
Did she always rub that into your father's face? Like, hey, I dated a chancellor.
Not necessarily. I don't remember, no.
Right.
And we met him once, when we were over there but the letter wouldn't be that valuable, huh?
It could be $100 to $300, what I'm thinking. If just his signature on a piece of paper type thing was 35, I mean, you have a letter written out, so
it's a 3-page letter.
Yeah,
and very formal, addressed to my mother and that,
And it's written out, it's handwritten?
It's handwritten.
Yeah, and if you do sell it, just make sure you do an auction. Don't do a fixed price because you never know.
Did he start it with, hi, what's up? How you been? How's your summer? No?
No, he was very formal. Like, it's been a while since we communicated and that, and how my mother got back with him, I don't remember. But it was just very, like, she was very glad just to receive it and that he's doing well. He's married somebody else, of course,
Well, you got a great story anyway.
It just sounds like the OG Facebook message.
Justin, can I ask you a question
for
that?
Uh-huh.
You know that you sound in a way like Pete McMurray? Did anybody ever tell you that?
No one's ever said that to me, but I will take that. That's high praise, as they say in the business.
Yeah, no, in the beginning, you sounded, when Pete...
Did you just think Pete was still on the air?
Yeah, well, he subs sometimes for Steve Cochran
Yep.
But no, okay, well, no, I just...
All right, cool. Next time I see Pete, I'll let him know that. See what he says.
I appreciate that. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks,
thanks
Mary.
For calling.
Thank you. Good evening. Wow, and a good holiday.
Thank you. What a find.
Yep.
To say that you have a love letter from the German chancellor, and the chancellor's all formal when he had,
three pages.
Three pages. You're getting to the end of your life and you want to reach out to an old flame. You know what? You got to break through a little bit. You got to make that a little cash.
You got to work a little bit, yeah.
Getting too formal. All right, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yep.
Let's try this one on for size. 708 says, I have the Dungeons & Dragons Dungeon Master Guide. First edition, I believe. Very good condition.
Mm-hmm.
What's it worth?
like we discussed, Dungeons & Dragons always comes through. And I found one, a first edition of the second printing when as high as $3,800. So,
come on.
Yeah.
Are these people just throwing money around?
I guess.
A second edition, $3,800?
Yeah. And some have gone as low as $80, but the one that was first edition, second printing, $3,800. But I've had no problem selling anything Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. Somebody else just texted in as well. I thought you were Pete McMurray when the first time, a couple times I heard you too. Wow.
There you go.
Hey, I'll take it.
Take it.
All right. Some more stuff here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Millie. Millie, what do you want to brag about, Millie?
Well, I have this German walking stick that my father brought back from World War II when he served in Germany.
Wow.
Okay. And on it, it has carved all the things the Germans used during the war. And the bottom of it is actually supposed to represent a bayonet. It's a sharp tip.
Wow.
Yeah, it has tanks and pillboxes and airplanes and helmets and all kinds of things.
Wow.
It is interesting. So there's carvings on it. Do they seem individually carved, or is that just how the walking stick came? Like it's like, it seems like it's mass produced.
No,
they carved it. Yeah,
it's carved. More so that when he came home from the war, he was a drinker, so my grandmother took it away from him until he stopped drinking.
Wow,
he was sober 2 years. She finally gave it back to him.
Yeah, some are just German walking sticks in general are in the 400 range. Mm-hmm. That one I'd have to think be more if they actually, you know, was in the war. They carved what they were using, kind of what they call trench art, where they would do that with the casings for, you know, shells and stuff like that. They would just make stuff from it, and that, you know, that goes for pretty good money.
Mm-hmm. Where could I take something like that?
Probably an antique dealer could probably appraise that for you. If you want to send a picture to the Facebook page, I could try to help you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. That's a good one. I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with it, but it's something cool to brag about.
Yep.
Right?
I know. And, you know, my boys are going to fight over it after I'm gone, so I figure I'd get rid of it before that.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank
thanks,
you for
Millie.
Taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you
listening.
Very much.
Nice.
That's the
casino trip.
We need to pull that out. That's the clip of the swap meet.
Right.
Well, my boys are going to fight over it when I'm gone, so I might as well get rid of it now.
Get rid of it
now.
Let's
go to Dolores. Dolores, what do you want to brag about, Dolores?
Yes, I have a book that I bought back in the 50s. It's an original first edition, Old Man and the Sea.
Yeah.
And it has the original dust jacket cover on it with a sticker price from Weebolts, a store, for $2.95.
Wow.
I know Weebolts. Everybody in Chicago knows Weebolts.
Everybody from Chicago knows Weebolts.
There was still a Weebolts in the old Weebolts. Wasn't there a Weebolts at Ashland and...
Ashland and Belmont, Ashland and Lincoln.
Right.
It
became the Whole Foods, right?
Whole Foods. Well, not now. It's
Right. What are they going to do with that? I just thought about this. I drove by there and I saw they cleared that Whole Foods out and they created the Whole Foods. They made a new one across the street. That's the old Weebolts building. What do they do with that building? Tear it down?
They didn't ask me to take it.
I went to the one
Dolores.
In Yorktown, I think, is the one I went to.
Yeah, there you go. Dolores, would you like this Weebolts? All right, so a first edition of Old Man and the Sea.
Okay.
Books, you don't do well with books.
I don't, but I was able to find this one. It's kind of common, but it has gone for upwards of $800.
Mm.
There are quite a few of them. I'll describe the cover so maybe she can. Is she still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's kind of a most of the book is sky, and then below it.
Yeah,
then that's the one. You're in the probably $400 to $800 range if it's in great condition.
Wow, well, there you go.
In good condition. I never let the kids get at it. They would love to add their comments and write with Crayolas and stuff. I had it up high most of my life.
There you go.
I'm glad that there's no crayons.
Until they got big enough to read it, then they could use it, you
there
know.
You go.
But I just wondered because I've never done anything about it.
Well, that's you got something good, that's for sure.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Well, 312-981-7200. We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll get a couple more calls in. We've got some texts as well. We're doing a swap meet tonight. Greg Flam's here. Stay with us. Swap meet 312-981-7200. Let's get to all the calls and texts before we wrap up here in about 5 minutes. Catherine, what do you want to brag about tonight?
Hi, actually, I have two things, and I was saying to the gentleman that answered the phone, it appears German night tonight, but
I love it.
My dad had a friend that was a prisoner of war. He was captured and put in a concentration camp, and the story has it that when he was on his way out, he actually grabbed a paperweight off an officer's desk. So I have a Nazi paperweight.
Wow.
And I also have a rug. It's like a hand done loomed rug with, it's probably 2x3, but it has the Nazi symbols all around the edge. Wow. Not like I put these items out, but I just, you know, they've got such a history to them that I was thinking either sell them or donate them to the Holocaust Museum or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's amazing. And
I mean, the story, it was just a crazy story, you know, it's like,
and, you know, it's funny, too, Catherine, because on the swap meet, we'll get sometimes where people will call in or text in with Nazi paraphernalia or memorabilia.
Right.
And that stuff has a whole subgenre of collection, for good reasons, but
I mean,
history,
it's history, bad part. But is there any kind of value you could
There sure is. I can't find paperweights, even rugs. I really couldn't find. But it's definitely got a value, and I would have it checked out for sure. And then you could decide if you want to
donate. Would you even take something like this?
You know, if you just Google like World War II memorabilia expert, you'll probably get a few in this area. I mean, they line up every week for certain estate sales that have World War II items, so you won't have
to.
Yeah,
and they're in perfect
George kind of on 331 just wrote it in too. That's the same question I was thinking in my head. I mean, you have to also watch out because Nazi memorabilia is in that weird world of, is it legal or illegal? I mean, some stuff, I don't think this falls into that category because it's a paperweight on
right.
it. But there's some stuff that is just, you know,
no, you're
considered
right.
hate and you're not supposed to.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So watch what you Google.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not
at work.
Dark web I should be going to. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
It. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what do you want to brag about, Eric?
Hey, guys. I live out in the burbs, way out in a small town near Rockford. I have a 100-year-old house, and I was rehabbing it several years ago, and I pulled out of the walls a bunch of old paperwork and stuff that has, like, ties to Chicago, which I thought was kind of odd being out near Rockford. But, like, one of them that's really neat is I think it was put out in a like a Sunday circular announcement in a newspaper of a Easter service, and it's a full color picture, like you would, it's like a picture of like Jesus and whatnot, like you would see in a stained glass, and it's from like some Presbyterian church in downtown Chicago, and the date on it I believe is 1901.
And
the colors are still really vibrant. There's a little bit of damage. It looked like it had been rolled up and then folded in half and then stuffed in my rafters. And so I, over the course of several months, I would open it up a little bit at a time until I got it completely flat. And now it's just sitting behind a door because I don't want it to deteriorate anymore. But, you know, something like that. And then I've also got a neat little pamphlet that I think was put out by I don't know, maybe somebody out in Seattle or something. It was like how to get rich in the gold fields.
Ah.
And it was like, is this pamphlet had a map in it and it had all kinds of like checklists and things that shopping lists, like you needed to buy from the outfitters out there to get past Seattle.
That's very specific stuff, man.
Yeah, I joke with my brother. The only people who got rich from the gold rush were the people selling the supplies, you know, the picks and stuff like that, you know. So that's interesting.
Exactly.
And,
And I mean, just a bunch of other different kind of weird stuff like that. I've got an old perennial magazine advertising all kinds of flowers and stuff from a florist in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, that's
and
neat.
It's cool stuff.
Yeah, so Is there any idea on where I could take this stuff to get it appraised, or is there any value to it other than just kind of curiosity stuff?
It's a good question. You know,
I don't know what kind of value there is. Yeah. To be honest with you, I mean, maybe there is in the sense, I mean, because it's commercial literature, but you might, if you're just curious about it, the Historical Society might be a spot.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure there's someone will buy that if you put it online, for sure. As far as giving you a value, I couldn't tell you. I could just say maybe, you know, throw it online and see, you know, do a long auction, like a 10-day auction, and see, give it enough time to sit there and see who might be interested in it. But I'm sure it will sell.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up the swap meet. Got a lot of texts in saying, hey, the woman with the paperweight rug should seek out experts at the university, maybe the Holocaust Museum in Skokie, but the idea of profiting off of that might be a difficult idea.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you so much for bringing us your ideas. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Greg, always a pleasure to see you.
Never
great
know.
Show tonight.
Thank you.